We'll call the meeting to order, first of all. I want to give you a little bit of information, committee members and the audience that are here. The spreadsheets are coming. They're not here yet. They are done. There was an error, and it's being fixed. So if we can just hold on, and the audience, as soon as they come, we'll make sure that you all get some, starting with the committee members. And I think, how many people do not have a bill who need one? How many people out there do not have a bill? So we still need a few more bills. Okay.
You can't hear?
Yeah. All right, we're going to go through the bill, and I have to say right up front, we found just a couple little errors, and we'll try to mention them as we go through, because it will be important for people who are watching certain programs to know that there is an error there. I think we're just going to wait for a few minutes until our fiscal analyst gets here. She should be here shortly. Our intention today is to meet for about an hour and go through this. And I do want to announce that we're not going to meet tomorrow at 8 a.m. The committee will be meeting at noon for public testimony, and we'll take testimony every week for 2 hours. Hour and a half. And then we'll come back to do the markup for the bill, and that markup will be in room 5, as will the public testimony. I say all in room 5 will be there. Is that clear? There's been a change in our schedule a couple of times, and I apologize for that. We've had to wait until the mechanics of putting a bill together could be completed. And we're just going to wait a few minutes more here until our fiscal analyst is here.
This would be this, right? When they're saying for decrease in pace. Yeah. Oh, decrease by 250, so it actually needs more than that.
No, the,
3.25.
3.25.
Right. That's on top of whatever there is now, right? This is added to the base. So then we got to go find the disease. We're going to have to look at the spreadsheet. We're going to have to work up the spreadsheet. Is it going to work, right? You got to look at what
you don't have she's the.
Hey, members, while we're waiting, why don't we look at the minutes from the previous meeting?
But we still call him counsel. But he knows his stuff. You can't.
It is. I don't think Matt Gearing does all the elections. Okay.
I don't know. You say I don't think John Hill is old. And now I bet they're not hiring any of them.
Is that their opportunity to come in?
Audience members, just want to let you know the spreadsheets will be available as soon as our page is able to have all the members have a copy, and then we'll get some more made. So they're coming for you all. Just be patient. We'll make sure. I think what we'll do is try to put them out maybe on the ends of the aisle so people don't have to all get up and come on down and have a big hullabaloo. So when we...
Madam Chair,
Representative McNamara.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Moe and I have agreed to be referees if they're needed on the on the different sides, Madam Chair.
Okay, so we're going to count on that.
Distribute them.
Yeah. Okay. That's okay. No problem. Let's see, who's looked at the minutes that would like to move them? Representative Swales would like to move the minutes of our previous meeting. She's looked them over. Any discussion on the minutes or corrections? If not, all those in favor of approving the minutes signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Motion prevailed, and the minutes are approved and adopted. And I do apologize to members of the public that you don't have your spreadsheets yet, but we will get them to you shortly. We're working our staff really hard. They are working with several committees, and we're so appreciative of all the work they've done. Okay, members, I want to start by just making a couple of introductory comments. First of all, when this committee was given its targets, there's a couple of things that I think you should know about those targets. First of all, the leadership provided us with additional dollars from the general fund. That was about $7 million, but they were one-time general fund dollars. And then the leadership took away healthcare access funding, and we lost about $7.2 million. And then we were given additional dollars from the TANF fund, and that amounted to about $10 million one-time funding. And the reason I'm going through that is you'll notice that although we have more money to spend than the governor in the budget for 08-09, and the tails are reduced in the second biennium, and we'll get to that as we go along, but that reflects the fact that we had one-time funding that was replacing some general funding, and so we didn't have that money to spend in the tails. Having trouble hearing, sir?
Can't hear you.
Is there any way to turn this up a little bit? So, okay, I'll just try to hold this right here. All right, well, I'm just going to briefly walk us through the bill, and then we're going to have a fiscal analyst here to answer questions and help explain. You'll notice in the housing arena, we start right out with, in the Department of Human Services, we start out with housing for homeless and runaway youth, and I'm going to indicate what we did here compares with what the governor did. This was, of course, something the governor did not fund, so in this particular arena, we are $7 million over the governor. In the Transitional Housing and Emergency Services, that program we are funding $1.5 million over the governor. In the emergency services area,
Madam Chair,
that was for the transitional housing.
Madam Chair, yes. Would it be possible for you to give us the lines that you're discussing as you
read
this, please?
I can try to do that. Sure. Well, I'll just start again. On homeless runaway youth, if you add the only in the first year and the second year on 2.4 and 2.15, that's a $7 million funding that's over the governor's budget proposal. In the transitional housing and emergency services,
in line 66.
Are you looking at the bill?
I'm not sure what
we're looking at. We're looking at the bill.
Okay.
I'm sorry, are you looking at the spreadsheet? So, not clear then. We're looking at the bill. That's what the audience has, and I think that we'll go through that first. Transitional housing and emergency services, under transitional housing, is $1.5 million over the revenue on lines 2.26 and 2.30. Maybe I don't need to say the number of the lines if you can follow this, okay? Emergency services on the next page, line 3.5, is 1.05 over the governor. The food chef programs. $1.15 over the governor, and the long-term homeless services. 1.08 over the governor. Minnesota Community Action grants $3 million over the governor. The tenant hotline services is a new program, so that's $50,000 over the governor. And we go to Children Economic Assistance Administration, and basically that's language explained there. Going on to the Department of Health on page 5. Start with the programming down on line 5.32, loan forgiveness. That's the same as the governor. What's different there is that we lost health care access funding, and that money comes out of the general fund. Minnesota Enable is $440,000 under the governor.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Where are you right now?
I know, I'm page 6. I just turned page 6. I'll tell you when I change pages. Maybe that would be helpful. Okay. I know you can all read this. I'm just trying to make sure we get it on the record. The positive alternatives on the same page, minus $2.89 under the governor. Fetal alcohol spectrum disorder is the same as the governor. Deaf or hearing loss support is all new money. That's $200,000 over the governor. The HIV information is all new, $160,000 over the governor. Heart disease and stroke prevention, again, all new, $200,000 over the governor. Lead hazard reduction, $250,000 over the governor. And I think there might be an error in our spreadsheet on that. Yeah. Okay. We'll check that later. The family planning grants. 2 million. For the biennium over the governor. I'm talking about bienniums here. On the next over the governor on page 7. Page 8 now, the Minnesota Birth Defects Information System is $1.5 million over the governor. The Bright Smiles Pilot Project is $434,000, again a new program over the governor. Suicide prevention, we're replacing a program that was gone, $1.2 million over the governor. Pandemic flu and influenza preparedness is $15 million less from the governor. Environmental health tracking and biomonitoring, we're on page 11 now, is $2 million over the governor.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Mr. Representative McNamara.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Can you repeat the, I think you're on page 11.
I'm on page 11.
The pandemic influenza, I missed the numbers on that and the next one.
Okay, it's $15.6 million under the governor for the pandemic influenza. Environmental health tracking and biomonitoring is a new program, so that's a $2 million new program over the governor. The AIDS Prevention Initiative, focusing on African-born residents, is $300,000 over the governor. It's actually restoring of a previous program. Water level, standard for atrazine, a new program, $200,000 over the governor. The arsenic health risk standard. Each of these next ones are studies that are new. So on line 12.18, arsenic health risk standard is total 1.38 million over the governor. The Lindane study is $114,000 over in a new program. The dicarbromodiphenyl study is $118 new dollars. Radiation study is $60,000 new dollars. Going on to page 13, the lead abatement, there we have a $3 million expenditure over the governor's budget. The cancer surveillance is $948 for a pilot program. Water treatment, line 13.24, that's representative sales program, the PFC study, is $40,000 over the governor. Environmental justice mapping is $190,000, new initiative over the governor. The next funding, we go on to page 14. Disease surveillance is the same as the governor. Page 14, the Veterans Nursing Home Board, we added $14.8 million which is, again, the same as the governor. The health-related boards are all the same as the governor, except for two, which are the EMS board and the Disability Council. And I'll find that. The regional EMS service program on page 16 is $800,000 more than the governor wanted to spend. The Council on Disability for options two is spending $150,000 for the governor.
Madam Chair, I apologize again. Was the EMS, was what, Madam Chair?
The 150, oh, the EMS is $800,000 more. Mm-hmm.
$800,000.
I believe that's more. Yes, it's $800,000 over the governor. Mm-hmm. We look at the one for mental health and developmental disabilities. That's the same. Skipping through,
Madam Chair,
various programs that are being talked about in the next part.
Madam Chair,
Representative Lane.
It would be helpful if, when you turn the page. You said the page you were on.
Okay.
Just keep up because we're looking and reading one.
All right. I'm sorry. Okay. I'll try to do that better. The next part of the bill deals with the proposals for disclosure of wells to buyers. This is the governor's proposal, and the governor increases fees. In this area, we went along with him. We didn't change that. On page 24 now, that was on page 19, okay? Now on page 24, a new program for the Department of Health to establish water level standards for atrazine. Starting on line 24.14 is the beginning of description of the childhood lead poisoning program. Can I just point out to members, if some of you have received calls at all, this lead program in here is amended from what we passed in the committee. It is amended downward. We are, how should I say this? The threshold is raised, so we are allowing children to get poisoned up to 10 million rather than up to 5 million, and that saves the state some money. And that was a pressure from a lot of folks who thought we were spending too much money. So we have changed that threshold. And we are also going to study, instead of requiring, I think some people were concerned about the swabbing of checking for house dust. We removed that from the bill, and instead we're going to just study a rental property built before 1978. I'm going to try to tell you things that are different. Okay, now on page 33, that's the language for the new early hearing detection and intervention screening of newborns. You recognize that language? It hasn't changed.
Madam Chair.
Madam Chair, on the lead abatement study, you said that there's going to be an inclusion of policy to analyze properties that were pre-78.
Right, and that comes a little bit later in the bill, but it's something I can point out when we get to it.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Page 38, environmental health tracking biomonitoring. That's what we heard in this committee, and Representative Bunn worked really hard on that bill. On the program, and that goes over to page 44. Page 44 is the family home visiting program, and there's some new language there. And of course, as you look, when you look at the spreadsheet, you'll see that there's some new dollars there too. Next program. Is on page 48. That was a program for the assessment of veterinary education equivalents. That was Representative Schumper's bill. It's in here as it passed this committee. Every bill that was laid over for inclusion on this in this committee should be in here. And there's actually there's actually two of them that didn't get totally included. We have to amend that when we do the markup, but. Representative Moe has some language, and I have some language that isn't in here too, but that's our intention, to bring in that language. And we do have one area or two. One area or two where there is some new language. Page 55, the names of veterans, home employees. Excluded, you need to have females at the veterans home there. We come back on page 56, Representative Stevenson, to some of the lead language again. And that deals with the medical assistance reimbursement. Helps our state and local government pay for the risk assessments for our little toddlers who are being assessed. Page 57 is the study on bisphenol A and products for children. The process committee at the bottom of the page 57 is products containing PBDE. That there is new to this committee. It passed two other committees and was referred back here by the Environment Committee to come under our budget. But the language is new if you need me to go through that. It's new to this committee, but not new. It's, like I said, been through several committees. Page 60, starting in line 60.13, is deleting the phase out of the family planning grant reductions. Page 61 is the funding for the Environmental Justice Mapping Initiative, information sharing between several of our state agencies. Page 62, Section 60 is the, we had the informational hearing on routine radiation emissions monitoring, and Section 61 is the education pilot project on fragrance in schools. Section 62 is the establishment of the Committee of Stakeholders for Lindane. Section 63 is dealing with the arsenic law that passed the committee, providing again medical assistance to pay for testing, blood work testing. Then we get to Article 3, which is housing. In the housing arena, you see the totals for the housing finance agency. I'm going to go through the bills here. And I think we have an error on page 65 in the challenge grant program. Those numbers are incorrect. And the total there should be 30.930 for the biennium, 30.930 for the biennium. Page 65, line 65.6, those two numbers, I'm not breaking it apart, I'm giving you the total because there's an error there. It would be 30.930 invested in the challenge program. And I believe that is corrected on the spreadsheet. It's just wrong in the bill here. That is, 3.2 million below the governor. 30,930,000. And on the spreadsheet.
Madam Chair, are those ongoing or are those are there one-time dollars in there?
These two are equal. Should be 30.
I'm going to have Ms. Adjams explain that.
Madam Chair, members, if you look at the spreadsheet, I updated the spreadsheet to reflect the changes.
What line is
it? It's on the first page, and the challenge total program is on line 10. Okay. And if you go over to the right, under House recommendation for fiscal year 2008 and 9, you'll see that's where the total of $30.93 million is. And so the change from what the bill should read on line 65.6, it should have for fiscal year 2008, it should have $21.308 million instead of $17,808,000 for the first year. And then for fiscal year 2010 and 11, If you just go over to the right on the spreadsheet, you can see what the base is for those 2 years. It, for the biennium, it's $12,430,000.
It was one of the things you'll notice about the challenge program is that the dollars that were involved with urban and tribal Indian housing I subtract it from there and they occur later. Housing trust fund, the expenditures there are $6.5 million over the governor. The bridges, rental assistant. We did have an accounting error there as well, so please put your pens out to correct this. The total should be $6.8 million.
Bridges on 66.4.
The first year would be $3.4 million, and the second year would be $3.4 million. On page 66, line 66.6. Change 5150 to 3.4 in each of the places that it occurs. Okay, then that gives us a total of $6.8 million. Again, this is just an accounting error when this is being put together. That means in bridges we're putting $1.5 million over the governor. Family homelessness prevention program, those numbers are correct. And that difference there is $200,000 over the governor. $200,000.
Here?
No. Net total. Ownership assistance fund is $2 million over the governor. The rental assistance fund is the same as the governor. Going on to page 68. Okay, that number there is the same as the governor's. Can you change it? The urban Indian housing program, as I mentioned, we separated out the urban and tribal housing programs from the challenge fund, so that is, the urban program is $14,000 over the governor. The tribal Indian housing is $1.156 million over the governor. That's what came through in the bill. All these changes that I'm describing to you are what came through in our bills here. The next page, line 69, is the Homeownership Education Counseling and Training, otherwise known as HECAT, helping with foreclosures and other issues. The total difference there is $1.91 million over the governor, almost $2 million. Capacity building grants, $140,000 over the governor. And the last item is the study with the Center for Urban and Regional Affairs on looking at ways to prevent foreclosure is a grant for Hennepin County of $50,000. So numbers and items, that's basically the skeleton of the bill. I didn't talk much about the policies in there. They're all things that passed the committee, and except for those two that I noted. And see if there's any questions or clarifications. You know, at this point, we're not doing amendments, of course, or anything, but we're going to be talking about any questions for clarifying.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I missed on home ownership education, counseling, training, page 69. I missed those dollar amounts of what the change was from the governor there.
Yes, Representative McNamara, the difference there is $1.91 million over the governor.
That's what I thought. Thank you.
You need foreclosure prevention assistance, how much fire education counseling. Any other questions or clarifications?
Being a freshman, I have to ask these questions.
Okay.
Let's take on page 2, the homeless and runaway youth section. You've got language there at the end that says the base is decreased by $2 million each year in the next 2 years. So does that, just to clarify, that means that this biennium they'll get $3.5 million each year, and the following biennium the base will be $1.5 million.
That is an and that's reflected on the tails. If you look at the spreadsheet that Ms. Adrians has prepared for us, let's just look at the. We can do that right now. We can look at the homeless and runaway youth. If you look at the tails there, you can help us with that.
Just
is the homeless and runaway youth?
On the spreadsheet, it is on page, it's line 166. 66, excuse me. 66. The question had to basically do with the decrease in the base and what we call tails, and maybe if you could just go through that for Representative Carlin.
Madam Chair and members, and there will be a few instances in the spreadsheet where you'll see that where the tails are a little bit lower than the biennium. Part of that is because there was so much more one-time money, whether it was in general fund money or TANF money, that the committee had to spend. So what this is saying is for that program, it will receive in 2008-09 $7 million for the biennium, and then it will receive $3 million in the second biennium. And so the way that's reflected in the bill, if your base does not continue as the 2009 number, you have it, otherwise it's assumed that whatever you have for 2009, that number carries out. Otherwise, you have to describe what the change, what the difference will be.
And what you're identifying is what this committee is living with, which is a reduction in base funding. And we have a lot of one-time funding that we were limited to. And I guess one thing to say about the tails is they're the tails for now. The next legislature can change that and put the dollars back in or not, or reduce it further. Any other clarifications or questions? We want people to have time to kind of mull this over and digest it, and we'll be coming back tomorrow.
Okay. Madam Chair, I guess yes, I missed the transitional housing and emergency services on page 2. Was that the same as the governor's?
No. So just on page 2, the transitional housing is 1.5, I believe this is right, 1.5 million over the governor. And the emergency services grants are also 1.05 over the governor. We spent, you know, significantly more dollars on housing than the governor did in general. But we have tails that make it difficult to carry some of those programs, or lots of tails, I guess you'd say, that make it difficult to carry some of those programs into the next year unless the legislature decides to, you know, has more revenue and decides to spend it on those programs in the following years. Any other comments or questions?
Thank you, Madam Chair. On page 59, we're talking about penalties for manufacture of polybrominated diphenyl ethers. I don't remember the discussion. Maybe I missed that. But is there other penalties in law right now, or is this brand new?
In which line are you looking at?
Page 59, the bottom of page 59.
The bottom, all penalties on it. Yes. No, Representative Anderson, you didn't miss anything. This bill was brought back to this committee, but it was heard in two other committees, and it's back to us for the funding, so that's why it's in here. So you didn't miss it. It was not heard in this committee. This is the one I mentioned. There were a couple of things that are new to us. They have been in other committees, but they've been sent over to us to be carried on.
Can you reference the House file number, or was it a Senate file that were, or I guess it was a House file?
And I can get that for you. I don't have it in my head. Yeah. Oh, there we go. House file 934. I have to tell you, in general, that bill went through a number of committees, and in the end, when this fund language came before you, all the folks who had concerns were satisfied with it. Pretty much all the folks, I think, were satisfied with where the bill ended up. We had a lot of discussion, a lot of negotiation. I'd be glad to share more of that with you if you're interested. Yeah. The other bill that, you know, just for your information, that came back to us is the biometric health tracking. That bill was heard in here, and I know the committee is back here for the funding. Actually, brought with it a little bit of funding from the Environment Committee, Finance Committee. Okay, anything else? Well, if not, then I think for today we're going to be completed. I'd like to ask members to get your amendments to us by 10 a.m. tomorrow. And our staff, we're going to let them go right now so they can work with you on any amendments. And hopefully we'll have some of it. But if there are some, that's fine. And we'll take time to go through that. After we have the public testimony and we meet to do the markup of the amendments, we'll meet until we're done, we think. We hope we don't have to go into Saturday. We'll try to meet. We can finish up Friday. What is it, McFarland?
I just found one other area maybe you could help explain on the MinEnable and the positive alternatives grants. Is that basically just phasing them out, or am I not reading this right?
No, they're not phased out. It is a cut, but they're not definitely not phased out. I'm not sure the percentage of the cut right now.
92, 93, and 94.
Oh, yes. Yeah. On page 6 of the bill.
20 million pandemic, 15 million barbers.
Yeah. And on the spreadsheet, 993. And did you have a question about that? Does that help you to look at that spreadsheet?
A
lot of practices in there. Okay. Okay. Are we doing okay? Any other questions, comments, concerns? Okay, y'all.
Madam Chair.
Back here. Yes?
Quick question. I just noticed something.
Okay.
When we were talking about the Bridges rental assistance.
Yes.
On page 66 of the bill.
Yes.
There was a change in the appropriation to $3.4 million each year.
That's correct.
And I'm comparing that to line 19 of the spreadsheet. And it would appear to me then with the change in the bill, the last sentence that the base is reduced no longer is correct. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. So I'll do that as an amendment to take it out of the bill. We'll just take it right out.
Well,
you know, there may be a few errors where we sure want to know if you find them. So this reflects all of our work for a number of months here, and I have to say our staff have worked just diligently in the last couple days to try to put this all together. So it wouldn't be surprising if there might be a few errors, but mostly it's pretty accurate. So I want to thank you all, members, and the public. We look forward to getting your feedback tomorrow, beginning at 2 at noon. At noon, we'll be here from noon until 2. Until 1:30, excuse me. All right, noon until 1:30, we'll take the public testimony, and then we come back, members, to do the markup. Okay? No further discussion? Meeting is adjourned.